So greeting friends, today we are going to talk about how to test Wi-Fi devices. So welcome to session 970, testing Wi-Fi devices in Windows 8. My name is Sumit Mithal and I'm a program manager on Windows Network Services and Windows Division at Microsoft. I have with me Mark Clear, Senior Test Lead, who is going to show you the demo at the end of this presentation. So today we have this brief agenda where we will talk about some standalone Wi-Fi tools available in WDK for testing, and we will also walk through some Wi-Fi Windows certification program test content. So as you all know that Wi-Fi has emerged as a ubiquitous form of connectivity in the recent years. Almost all the laptops, slates, mobile devices that are sold today in the open market, they come with Wi-Fi. Windows has made significant investments in Wi-Fi space to ensure great user experiences. And these investments cover new enriched Wi-Fi features, scenarios, and also focus on the fundamentals. High-quality Wi-Fi drivers devices are the key for supporting these investments and to ensure the great user scenarios. So this session is targeted towards how to build these high-quality devices, how to test these. And we are going to also talk about some tools that you can leverage to ensure this quality. So to start with the tools, we have two standalone tools in the WDK. First one is Wi-Fi Direct Test Tool. The second one is vWi-Fi Stress. So you can find both of those in Windows Driver Kit. Let's walk through them one by one. First is Wi-Fi Direct Test Tool. So this is a command line utility that we use internally to assist with Wi-Fi Direct testing. This allows PC-to-PC testing of Wi-Fi Direct without the need of Wi-Fi Direct consumer devices such as Blu-ray players or TV. So from the very command line, you can test various scenarios. Like you can make your PC discoverable. You can discover other Wi-Fi Direct capable devices around. You can initiate Wi-Fi Direct pairing, and you can establish Wi-Fi Direct connections to already paired devices, or you can start an autonomous geo. Geo stands for group owner. So since most of the Wi-Fi Direct APIs are not public, so this tool really provides you the access to the low level Wi-Fi Direct functionality, which helps a lot in testing Wi-Fi Direct. So simply you can use ihb.wifidirecttesttool.exe with certain options that you can explore using the NetTest help. Moving on to next, I'm going to talk about vWi-Fi Stress Tool, which is again a command line tool that can be used to stress the operating system and driver through the WLAN APIs interfaces. The common use case for that is that like it helps you discover a lot of reliability issues and help you track the bug checks. So some scenarios include scanning, connecting, disconnecting, sleep resume, etc. So these two tools helps a lot in development in testing your drivers during development. Next, we are going to move to the test content that lies in a Wi-Fi Windows certification program. Before that, I just want to give you a brief overview of this certification kit. So you can find more relevant information in subsequent talks by WCP folks. But here we will concentrate only on wireless certification program. So wireless certification program is based on Andy's test framework. So this is the same framework that we have used in the past for Vista and Win7 logo certification, and it is shared with the LAN components. So as you can see on the slide, it's a three machine topology where one machine acts as a device under test, the other machine acts as a support device, and the third machine acts as an Andy's test server. You need to have like two APs on the server just to test this roaming scenarios. And in Windows 8, like because we have added new features like 802.11w, we require a standalone AP along with this setup to test these features. The NDS-TEST framework provides back-channel communication and synchronization between configuring the test API or SAT and DOT where the tests are run. Moving on next, I will provide a brief overview of what we have as a content in WC Wireless Kit. So this includes all the existing Win7 logo test suites. On top of that, we have added new test suites related to the new features for Windows 8, which includes Wi-Fi Direct, which is a PC-to-PC connectivity, then Network List Offload, which is the feature wherein we can offload the network list to the hardware for better connectivity times and experience. Then we have 802.11w, a new protocol for protected management frames. And then we have Wacom Wireless LAN. So we have enriched the test kit a lot for Wacom Wireless LAN testing. We have included new scenarios and new test cases for that. Moving on to next is Always On, Always Connected. So this is a new scenario supported in Windows 8. So you can test your devices for AOAC through Windows Certification Program. And the last one is DPC ISR Interrupts. This is targeted towards saving CPU cycles and saving power. Along with that, we have focused extensively on focusing on the fundamentals like power, security, and performance. I hope you will find this kit very useful. Next, we are going to move towards a short demo, which my colleague Mark Clear will present to you.
So for this demo, we're going to show running the WLAN certification test content within the WLK Studio. And to do that here, we will go to the menu, all programs, and to Windows Kits, and the Driver Test Manager. The Driver Test Manager for Windows 8 is planned to ship with two of the studios. The WLK Studio is the previous WLK Studio, and there's a new WLK 2.0 Studio, which we will open. In the WLK 2.0 Studio, we will need to create a new project. So we make sure that the project tab is selected. You want to click the New Project button. Type in a name for your new project. Hit Enter. And this has created a new project for you to run tests under. As we mentioned earlier, the WLAN content runs in a three-machine topology where we use an AP machine, a DUT for a device under test, and an SUT support machine. So the next step we need to do is we go to the Selection tab, and we got to pick our machine pool. We've already set up the three machines in a pool called WLAN, so I select that. And this shows me all the devices available on those three machines. We want to pick the WLAN adapter, which we want to test, on the DUT. I find it easiest to sort the list and I select the WLAN adapter, and this is on WLAN WLK Demo 1, which will be our DUT machine. For the next step, we have to pick the test to run, so I select the Tests tab. So here it lists the tests available to run on the device. So I'm just going to pick the first NDIS test suite. And once you can pick multiple tests to run. Once you've done that, you just click Run Selected, which asks you for information now on the other machines that you need to run the test against. As I mentioned, we need a support machine and an AP machine. So I pick the role here in the role dropdown. So I'm going to pick the AP. And now I got to pick the AP machine. In this case, I'll pick the WLAN WLK Demo 2. We also need a support machine, so I'll go back to Role, pick Support, and I'm going to pick the WLAN WLK Demo 2 to be my support machine. When you're done, you click OK, And at this point, the WLK Studio is scheduling the test to run against those machines. We can see that with the hourglass represented here on the tests. You can also view the progress of your runs and the results from the Results tab. Again, here we can see the hourglass telling me that my tests are in progress and being executed right now. I'm going to jump back to the Project tab, load another project that we've run previously, WLAN demo, click Load Project, and I can show you the results. Of results that have completed, we can see there's a green check mark showing us that the test has completed and has passed. I'm also going to show you the WLK Studio interface here. I'm going to open up Explorer's Job Monitor. And here's another way you can look at the results of your test execution. You can see I've got my WLAN or machine pool picked here. WLAN WLK 1 was our DUT. If I select that, it can show me here that the I actually have a test that's executing right now. If you wanted to view the logs of a test that's executed in here, you can select the test that's executed, or the job that's executed here, right-click, select Browse Job Logs, and it brings up the logs from those machines. If you drill into the logs of the client machine, I can see the log files for all the tests that have run on that machine. I'm going to open up NDIS test, which is the master log. And here I can see the results for each of the tests that ran on that machine. If there happened to be a failure on this test, it would show up as a failure here, and there'd be additional information below indicating what the failure was. And this concludes our demo here of the WLAN test content.
For more information on this Wi-Fi test content, you can also look at the other sessions, namely Wi-Fi networking in Windows 8, and this driver testing and certification, overview of Windows certification for hardware and applications, and Windows hardware certification kit. The certification requirements can be found in the Windows certification requirement docs. Then if you have any questions, feedback, feel free to email wlannddt@microsoft.com. Thank you.